This is Akashvani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said Operation Sindoor sent a strong global message about India's zero-tolerance policy towards terrorism. He said India has made it clear that no place is safe for those who harm Indian citizens.
दुनिया ने ये भी देखा है कि भारत का सामर्थ्य क्या है ऑपरेशन सिंदूर आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की कठोर नीति को दुनिया के सामने एकदम स्पष्ट कर दिया है हमने दिखा दिया है कि भारतीयों का खून बहाने वाले आतंकियों के लिए कोई भी ठिकाना सुरक्षित नहीं है आज का भारत देश हित में जो भी हो सकता है और जो भी सही है उसके हिसाब से कदम उठाता है आज सैन्य जरूरतों के लिए भी भारत की विदेशों पर निर्भरता लगातार कम हो रही हम डिफेंस सेक्टर में आत्मनिर्भर हो रहे हैं और इसका प्रभाव हमने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर के दौरान भी देखा है हमारी सेनाओं ने भारत में बने हथियारों से दुश्मन को 22 मिनट में घुटने टेकने के लिए मजबूर कर दिया मुझे विश्वास है आने वाले समय में मेड इन इंडिया हथियारों का डंका पूरी दुनिया में
The Prime Minister was speaking at a centenary celebration of historic conversation between two of India's greatest spiritual and moral leaders, Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held in New Delhi today. He said the historic conversation between Sri Narayana Guru and Mahatma Gandhi, held a century ago at Sivagiri Muth in Kerala, gave new direction to the freedom movement and continues to inspire India's journey towards Viksit Bharat. Israel has agreed to U.S. President Donald Trump's proposal for a ceasefire with Iran. A statement from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office has stated that it has agreed to ceasefire after achieving its goal of removing Tehran's nuclear and ballistic missile threat. Netanyahu also said Israel would respond forcefully to any violation of the ceasefire. Earlier today, Trump had said that a ceasefire between Israel and Iran was now in place and urged both countries not to violate it. In response to heightened tensions and conflict-affected areas in West Asia, 2,295 Indian nationals were brought home from Iran under Operation Sindhu. Minister of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said 292 Indian nationals arrived in New Delhi from Iran's Mashhad on a special flight in the wee hours today. An Indian Air Force C-17 also flight evacuated 165 Indian nationals from Israel under Operation Sindhu. The aircraft came from Amman, Jordan to New Delhi this morning. India is also assisting friendly countries like Sri Lanka in the evacuation of their citizens. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the government has taken several measures to reduce the burden on trade by cutting down tariffs to support manufacturing and promote export. Addressing Exim Bank Trade Conclave 2025 in New Delhi today, Mrs. Sitharaman said the country's total exports reached its all-time high of $825 billion and achieved 6% growth over the previous years. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will lead a high-level Indian delegation to the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Defence Ministers meeting, which begins tomorrow at Kangdao, China. During the two-day meeting, Rajnath Singh is expected to underscore India's steadfast commitment to the principles and mandate of the SCO. He is also expected to outline India's vision for promoting international peace and security and call for joint, consistent efforts to eliminate terrorism and extremists in the region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said Seva, Sushasan and Garib Kalyan are three key pillars of governance which will lead to Viksit Bharat. In his message on 13th Passport Seva Divas today, Dr. Jaishankar said there is a significant improvement in public service delivery, specifically in the passport issuance system in the country. The minister informed that Passport Seva Program version 2.0 has been rolled out across the country, which will leverage advanced, high-end emerging technologies. In a significant move to strengthen Indian Army's operational readiness in counter-terrorism operations, the Ministry of Defence has cleared 13 contracts under emergency procurement mechanism. These contracts, amounting to 1,981 crore rupees, have been finalised against an overall sanctioned outlay of 2,000 crore rupees for Indian Army. The equipment being procured includes integrated drone detection system, bulletproof jackets and night sights for rifles. The ministry said the procurement aims to enhance situational awareness, lethality, mobility and protection for troops deployed in counterterrorism environments. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.